and open the public hearing on LD 1473, an act to exempt land-based aquaculture facilities from the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Code requirements. And Deb, when you get a second, could you bring in, you're already on it.
Leave it to our good friend to have us here the last thing in the evening.
My former co-chair, I miss you, Senator Rosen. Good to see you.
I miss you too.
Welcome.
Thank you. Senator DeChambeau, Representative Warren, I think that was either Tank or Tissue with you, and distinguished members and friends of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. I am Kimberly Rosen, and I represent Senate District 8, which includes many towns in Hancock and Penobscot County, including the city of Brewer. Today, I am presenting LD 1473, an act to exempt land-based aquaculture facilities from the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Code requirements. As a senator and longtime resident from Bucksport, I am introducing LD 1473 to update Maine law for the purpose of providing regulatory clarity and parity to an emerging, exciting industry for Maine, particularly for Bucksport. In 2014, Bucksport lost a major part of our community, a paper mill that had operated in our town since the early 1930s, employing literally thousands of Mainers and providing tremendous community benefits over the years of its operation. While the town was devastated to lose this longtime economic engine in our region, we stood proud and opened ourselves up to the future. We were thrilled when we were approached approximately 4 years ago by a company known as Whole Oceans. Whole Oceans expressed a desire to locate a land-based recirculating aquaculture system on the site where the paper mill had once operated. This was music to our ears. Land-based recirculating aquaculture systems are in operations in other parts of the world, such as Norway and Finland, but it is a new industry to the United States and to Maine. We are excited to become the home to one of the first of its kind in the United States. In this type of system, fish are grown from eggs to maturity in tanks on land. Since its arrival, Whole Oceans has purchased the land and applied for and met the requirements to receive the environmental permits needed to build the facility. We are excited and anxious for them to move the project forward. But we have a law on our books that is creating an obstacle to them in their design phase of the project. LD 1473 has been submitted to address the obstacle. LD 1473 clarifies that land-based aquaculture facilities will be treated the same as buildings that house livestock and harvested crops under the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Codes, also known as MUBEC. This clarification is needed because land-based aquaculture facilities are a new industry in Maine, and our current laws do not provide clarity that fish are livestock under MUBEC. So this bill provides that land-based aquaculture facilities will be exempt from MUBEC, treating them the same under MUBEC as buildings that house livestock and harvested crops. Of course, when the Maine legislature enacted MUBEC, the raising of fish on land was not contemplated. And when the Maine legislature enacted many other laws that address and define livestock, again, the raising of fish on land was not contemplated. We need to modernize our laws to stay abreast of agriculture developments. Maine is a large food-producing state, and adding land-rich raised fish is a large food-producing state, and adding land-raised fish is our food product lines will strengthen our brand. The benefits of land-based aquaculture are many. Raising fish domestically will reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the importation of fish. It is noteworthy that the United States imports more than 90% of the Atlantic salmon consumed in this country. Maine could play a significant role in reducing those emissions. Also, the demand for fish as protein source continues to increase, and that demand cannot be satisfied by increasing the catch of wild stocks, which are already being fished at their limits. Finally, other states are competing for the land-based aquaculture industry to locate in their states. Maine is uniquely positioned to gain an edge in this industry if we can treat this industry fairly and on par with other agriculture endeavors. LD 1473 makes perfect sense. Fish raised for human consumption in large tanks on land covered by a steel building are an agriculture endeavor, the same as raising cattle or sheep producing food for human consumption. It makes sense to treat the buildings that house them the same under MUBEC for building and energy code purposes. They will still have to meet fire codes and other professional design codes to ensure safety and stability requirements. The Department of Economic and Community Development will be offering a small amendment to clarify that only buildings that exclusively house aquaculture facilities are exempt from MUBEC and not buildings that have mixed uses or multiple occupants in which land-based aquaculture facilities are only a part of the building purpose. Thank you for your consideration.
Wonderful. Thank you, Senator Rosen. And we're going to go to questions. And I have first Representative Pickett and then Representative Morales.
Yes, my question is, I'll give you my address and you can send your goodies directly to my house.
Absolutely. I know you want raisin pie.
And Representative Morales.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hello, Senator. It's good to see you.
Hello.
And I don't know if I should ask folks coming after you this question, but just wondering, what are the onerous provisions in MUBEC that the owners of the company, don't like? And how are the buildings treated under the code currently? And what they would like?
This bill is from the governor, and her people can answer all of your questions.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. So I'll come back to you, Representative Morales, when we have another testifier. Representative Reckitt.
Excuse me. I'm sort of curious. Excuse me. Because I've had more mail on this issue than any other topic in the legislature this session.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. And I don't know why I'm coughing all of a sudden. And I keep saying to myself, why am I getting all this mail from, it appeared to be from Bucksport, it appeared to be from Belfast instead of
Belfast. Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm glad to talk to you because I had no clue. The only thing I was clear about is that for some reason they thought it was an emergency, that the bill was put forward as an piece of emergency legislation, and they thought this was not an emergency. And I'm like, wait, right. Somebody tell them what an emergency bill means. It just means it's going to pass quick. It's really not, right. Doesn't mean that the situation is an emergency necessarily, only that they want to do it right away.
Right.
But I decided not to.
Because whole oceans in Bucksport is so different than the one going in that wants to go into Belfast. So it's totally different. And the Belfast people are very against it. The Bucksport people are very for this.
Okay. So I don't have to connect the two I can just ignore that. All right. Since there was not one single whiff from my own district. The other question I have, I think we'll get answered when Representative Morales gets her questions answered.
Yeah.
Although I miss you too on this committee. So
I miss you too.
Anyway, it's good to see your face. Since we don't get to see it any other way, I used to see you at least in passing in the hallway. That was about it. The other question I had is, I was on a tour last year in Arista County, and there were people raising trout inside a building. I don't even want to tell you where in case they were in violation. And I, just really think that's terrible.
But I'm from Arista County, so I'd like to know.
Well, it was the native population at Arista Micmacs. And well, I'm wondering whether or not they're covered by what MUBEC code doing that, or none at all, or.
Yeah, for 4 years, we have gone through all the hoops and all everything they've had to go through. And this is just the last little thing that's holding it up. And the governor came to me to ask me to present this.
Okay. So you don't know what's happening in Belfast. Is it a similar thing, or is it just...
In Belfast, it's a whole different group. It's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Whole different company.
Thank you much.
Next up, I have Senator DeChambeau.
Yes. Well, I sit closest to her in the Senate, so I would be remiss without saying it's so good to see your face to have you on this committee again. I think we all miss you. I will end with just one very good comment for you. I thought your testimony was spot on. I like the statistics and the information. I have read this bill at least a couple of times and wasn't sure what it meant, but you cleared that all up in your testimony. So again, I thank you for that.
Thank you, Susan.
Great. All right. I think that's what we have for you, Senator Rosen. Thank you so much for bringing this bill to us.
Thank you. I've been Zooming since 8 o'clock this morning, so I feel your pain. And thank you for having me. I miss you all.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Snuggle that little dog for us.
I will. Representative Pickett, good to see you all.
Bye.
Bye, Scott.
Legislators or co-sponsors here to testify?
Senator Rosen, where's George?
George is over here, and my husband just got home, and he just made me a drink.
Perfect. Cheers. You're living your best life.
I am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to open it up. Testimony in support of the bill, please. If you're here to testify in support, please raise your hand, and we'll bring you over. Second, I'm going to go to Kate Foy first, and then I'm going to come right to you, Michael, okay?
Sorry, the computer glitched.
Oh, you're perfect. You just hang on 1 second.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello to all of you. This is my first time testifying in front of this committee, so I'm happy to be here. Senator DeChambeau, Representative Warren, and members of the Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. My name is Kate Foy, and I am the legislative liaison for the Department of Economic and Community Development. I am here today to testify in favor of LD 1473. As you may know and now have heard, Whole Oceans is retrofitting the former Verso paper mill in Bucksport to establish a land-based aquaculture facility. As part of this process, Whole Oceans is installing several large water tanks inside of a metal building on site, but the building code as currently written would require the installation of an elaborate and expensive sprinkler system that is not necessary given the nature and use of the building. Whole Oceans approached the Department of Economic and Community Development to see if there might be a solution to this costly installation. We reached out to and worked closely with the State Fire Marshal's Office to present a governor's bill that provides an exemption under MUBEC statute so that the project may continue. This bill does not exempt all buildings at an aquaculture company. It would exempt from MUBEC only those buildings that are used for aquaculture of marine or freshwater organisms, such as buildings where they will store water tanks. Office locations, for example, would still be built to MUBEC standards. Furthermore, those buildings that are exempt, NFPA 101 Life Safety Code would still apply and would be reviewed. The buildings and facility operations are also still subject to a host of other regulations through the Department of Marine Resources and the Department of Environmental Protection. Maine has a set of high regulatory standards, and for a good reason. Our natural resources are one of our state's greatest resources, and safeguarding them for future generations is critical. This exemption in no way compromises these high standards, but places the aquaculture industry in alignment with agricultural buildings that are used in similar ways. Land-based aquaculture is rapidly increasing in the U.S. as demand for seafood also continues to increase. There has been significant investment worldwide in this eco-friendly and sustainable technology. Maine can now benefit from the latest advancements as we grow and diversify one of our heritage industries. We can take a leadership role in this emerging industry on a global scale, becoming one important part of the sustainable food solution and protecting the long-term sustainability of our wild-caught fisheries. Land-based aquaculture has the potential to bring jobs to our area of our state and will also infuse significant investment dollars and tax revenue into the state, reaching far beyond the locations where these facilities are based. This in turn will spur further economic development that will have far-reaching, long-term positive impact on all Maine people and the communities in which we live. DECD, along with the Department of Public Safety, would like to offer one small amendment to the bill as printed, and it's in my testimony, and I've sent it to the clerk. And so thank you. I'd be happy to take any questions. I see my time is up. And Senator Rosen, I'm coming to your house. This is definitely the way to do committee.
Great. Thank you, Kate. We're going to start with Senator Searway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Ms. Foy. Just wanted to ask about, I guess, two things. One is, why is this in this committee? It seems like it should be in either marine or agriculture. And then,
Can I answer your first question? So it's in this committee because you have jurisdiction over MUBEC. You are the committee of jurisdiction over MUBEC, which is where we need to make the change in the code.
Okay. And then, when you make a change of the code, I guess we're going to need somebody that knows, familiar with codes, but when you change it, when you say that it marine resources has a certain code, and then you want to change it to what agriculture is, it seems like marine resources would still have buildings and facilities very similar.
Sure.
So I don't know why we have to change the code.
So the code that we're looking to change lives, it's in MUBEC, which is what covers this particular sprinkler system installation. It's part of the fire safety code. So we're not changing any definitions of what land-based aquaculture is. We may talk about doing that at some point, but we're not talking about changing any definitions within the Department of Agriculture or within the Department of Marine Resources of what land-based aquaculture is. Knowing that Whole Oceans had an important project and this was going to potentially hold up moving this project forward and our commitment to Whole Oceans and what they're bringing to the Bucksport area, including land-based aquaculture as part of an exemption in MUBEC was sort of the easiest way to move forward, and also brings into alignment with sort of the growth of animals that take place in agriculture, right? So they're growing a food product. It's also a building 75% filled with water that we're asking to put a sprinkler system in. And again, when MUBEC was created, land-based aquaculture, as Senator Rosen said, wasn't even part of a thought process. Nobody, probably when these codes were created, nobody thought we would ever grow fish on land. I certainly, you know, it's a new concept.
Now, and just the other part of this, and it was mentioned, I think, about Bucksport loves it and Belfast doesn't. how does this affect that whole setup? Because if we approve for state, it could approve it for Belfast too, and I don't know how that works.
Sure. And I think this would be something that could be approved for for any land-based aquaculture company, they still need to meet all other environmental requirements. So again, this is just not requiring a sprinkler system to be put into a building that's 75% filled with water. It's my understanding that that's not the, I don't want to speak for other people. I guess what I would say is, it's not, this bill doesn't impact the high standards that we have for these projects environmentally. It just brings it into line with other, I guess, again, just with growing food. It brings it into line with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we have Representative Reckitt.
I never thought that my marine biology background would be useful on the Criminal Justice Committee, but here goes. I do have a master's degree in marine biology. Anyway, my question is, I have two questions, really. One is, I'm reading some information that leads me to believe that this project is, and I've seen the mill in Bucksport, so I assume it's a pretty large-scale project. And what you are just saying is that the only subsection of it that would be not holding to the original or the current MUBEC codes is this one building that will have the fish in it, right?
Correct.
So that's good. My other part of this is the, I noticed that there's a regulation that facilities like this be able to recycle their own waste as opposed to dumping it in the ocean, which because dumping as much nitrogen as this will be in the ocean would be catastrophic in the bay, in my view. So my question is, how are they going to deal with the recycling of waste in this facility? Do you know?
Or I can't speak to how they, and somebody here, Michael Thompson is here, and he might be able to answer that question. This particular code change would not impact any of the environmental regulation. This code change does not impact those types of permits and the process that these companies need to go through.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other questions for Kate Foy? Seeing none, seeing one, Representative Pluker.
Oh, so close, guys, so close.
Sorry, you're heading to Senator Rosen's house, right?
Yeah, I know.
So is the only aspect of MUBEC that they're looking to exempt themselves from the sprinkler part of it?
It is the sprinkler. There is one other piece around insulation I'm not super familiar and would be happy to pass on some additional information for the work session or going up to the work session. There's some insulation pieces also that have to do with fire safety code is my understanding. However, in a building that they're looking to grow fish, and again, Michael may be able to better address this, that needs to be climate controlled in Maine in the winter, they're not gonna cut back on any insulation. But again, the intent of this is again around the sprinkler system. And we did work closely with Rich McCarthy on the best way to work with this statute to help modernize our codes for this emerging industry.
A follow-up, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
So if this bill were to target aquaculture facilities don't need to install sprinklers, does that meet your needs or does that not meet your needs?
It does meet our needs. It does. And it aligns with, yeah, thank you. And it modernizes it to align with other food production for human consumption with livestock.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other questions for Kate Foy? Seeing none, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks so much for taking this up. And I know it's late and we appreciate your patience on this.
Absolutely. And now next up, we have Michael Thompson. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I know you had a long day. So Senator Deschambault, Representative Warren, distinguished members of the committee, my name is Michael Thompson. I'm a resident of Camden, Maine, and the project manager for Whole Oceans Atlantic Salmon Aquaculture Facility in Bucksport. Our goal is to humanely raise salmon from eggs to maturity in land-based tanks at the site of the former Verso paper mill. And I'm here to testify in support of LD 1473. The United States currently imports over 90% of the salmon that we see in our grocery stores and restaurants. And land-based production in Maine will provide a locally grown alternative to these offshore imports. Replacing some of these imports with fish raised in Maine will reduce greenhouse gas emissions associated with long-distance shipping and improves food security. Our project has already provided jobs as we prepare for construction, and we look forward to providing more jobs for Maine's economy as we build and operate the project in the near future. Our facility, as you've heard, has received approvals from the Maine Department of Environmental Protection and the town of Bucksport. The state of Maine has also issued a land-based aquaculture facility license for the project. These and other regulatory approvals indicate that the project will meet Maine's strict environmental standards, and we're pleased to do so. But in designing our facility, our architects and engineers have struggled with how to apply MUBEC codes intended for schools, hospitals, office buildings to a simple steel frame building covering fish tanks. Maine law provides that buildings that house livestock and harvested crops are exempt from MUBEC for good reason. While we in our industry as a whole have always considered farm-raised salmon to be livestock and a harvested crop, it's not clear in Maine law that land-based aquaculture facilities are exempt from MUBEC. LD 1473 would clarify this matter and ensure that our facilities receive the same treatment under MUBEC as buildings that house other kinds of livestock and harvested crops. If LD 1473 were to pass, land-based aquaculture facilities would still come under a host of codes, potentially including Maine's adoption of the National Electrical Code, Life Safety Code, and Fire Code. Our tanks and buildings over them would also be designed by Maine professional engineers and architects following published design criteria. We'd work with the town of Bucksport and the fire marshal as necessary to identify those specific codes and design standards that apply to our facility, just as would happen for any other building that houses livestock and is exempt from MUBEC. As the aquaculture industry looks for where to place facilities around the world within the United States, Maine stands to build on its strong reputation for sustainably grown food. But if Maine is to attract these facilities, it should consider laws and regulations that are consistent with other states. To the best of our knowledge, other land-based aquaculture facilities in the U.S. are exempt from the Uniform Building and Energy Code, and Whole Oceans would welcome similar consideration by the state of Maine. So thank you again for your time. We appreciate it, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for your testimony. I'm going to start with Representative Morales and then Representative Pluker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah.
Are you located in other states with this operation?
We have a facility right now in British Columbia called Katara that's up and operating. And we're looking at other sites in other parts of the country.
This works pretty well.
So this would be your first in the U.S.?
The first operating in the U.S., correct.
Okay. And as far as the exemption that you're seeking, it seems to me, has there been a cost estimate of how much it would cost to put the sprinkling system in? I think that's the major issue.
There's more to it than a sprinkler system. It's the people that invest in these projects invest all across the country and around the world. And so when you look to Maine regulation, it clearly has this exemption in MUBEC for agriculture and livestock. And so the question they have is why aren't we considering aquaculture as a similar use? Why aren't we exempt? So that's number one that's causing a lot of pause, but MUBEC is really in large part intended again for hospitals, buildings, schools, buildings where there are people in them. And the way these systems work, it's a series of tanks covered by a steel building. And we open the doors at a regular basis, the air comes in, it's like a barn. So the things that cause pause, one is the sprinkler system that you heard about, and that can be $9 million or more. But the other part that really gets us is the air handling systems. So they could be $24 million to make it meet the code as if it were an office building or a school. And if we were to treat this like a barn, we're familiar with barns. If it's hot, you open the doors. If we're bringing feed in, we throw the doors open. We're shipping fish out, we throw the doors open. Fresh air comes in and goes out. But really, these buildings are designed to keep the fish alive and thriving. The people aren't in them all the time. They come in and check on fish periodically, but they're going to be off mostly in an office building nearby that would come under MUBEC. So again, it's why is Maine not considering this an agricultural use, because they're clearly exempt from MUBEC. And then there's the specifics, the air handling, the sprinkler system, and then some of the specifics of the code that really relate to buildings that are mostly airtight. You're not opening and closing doors and windows all the time, and have people in them all day long.
Okay, thank you. That's a little clearer. So it's about the ventilation system as well. Is it a ventilation system, or are you talking about emissions?
No, it's the ventilation, the air handling of the system. Within MUBEC, you have to meet certain air criteria. And again, those are really designed for energy efficiency in buildings that house people, that you're not throwing open doors and things like that to move feed and fish and things like that around.
Thank you.
Representative Pluker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think Representative Morales might have gotten to this. So my initial question was, is it just the sprinklers? But you're saying it's sprinklers and air handling requirements. Oh,
it's a whole host. MUBEC in itself is 800 pages long, and all the other codes that go with it are thousands. Those are the major ones. There are a lot of little ones that all add up to things that, again, appropriate if it's a school or an office or a hospital you're making. But when you get into these agricultural settings where you're just housing livestock, which salmon are, they just don't fit. They're square pegs in a round hole. And that's where we're sort of stuck as we design these things to, you know, try to make it fit in the type of building that we have for the fish. Again, happy to do it for our office buildings, things like that, that makes sense. But when you're talking about the buildings that are really just housing the animals, it's a challenge.
So to be clear, a specific exemption for sprinklers does not, or air handling equipment does not work for your
company. No, because then you would have to go down the list of all 800 plus pages, and we carve out all the other ones to say, here are the questions. And the fire marshals, the code enforcement officers are all very helpful, saying, look, we'll help you understand the code. But there are so many portions of it that, again, if I was designing the office building for the facility, no problem at all. But when it comes to the livestock buildings, then you're just going down a whole long checklist. So really, the proposed legislation just makes it very clear, land-based aquaculture is exempt because it is an agricultural use with livestock in it. If you start getting into amending specific things like sprinkler systems and air handling systems and ventilation and thickness of insulation, you're going to have probably hundreds of pages of legislation.
Thank you. I just want to highlight in the current statute, it doesn't mention anything about agriculture. It does say that buildings used to house livestock are not subject to the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Code. And you're essentially, or your lawyers are questioning whether or not your crop is livestock.
Well, we think it is. It's always considered livestock. And there are other places in Maine's law where livestock is defined to include organisms grown in an aquacultural setting. So there's that inconsistency right there, that in one place in Maine law, livestock clearly includes fish grown in an aquacultural setting. It's also defined as a harvested crop. Now you flip over to MUBEC and it's not included. So who is telling you
that this law does not exempt you?
Well, it started with the code enforcement officers saying that they because it doesn't specifically say define livestock in the MUBEC code, then they felt that, well, it must apply.
And that's the code enforcement officer in Bucksport.
In Bucksport. And then going, you know, the fire marshal, again, I think it gives them pause too. The other thing I'll point out in MUBEC, not to get all technical, but there's an appendix called Group U Buildings. Group U buildings are for agriculture, but Group U does not apply unless the state
specifically adopts Group U when it enables MUBEC. MUBEC's a national code. Maine didn't do that. Maine exempted livestock buildings and buildings that have harvested crops. So it just set aside Group U buildings. So we don't even know if Group U buildings can apply because they weren't adopted by Maine when MUBEC was adopted.
Thank you very much.
And this clarifies that if you include it in there, then we're done, we're happy. We go back and finish our design. And again, we work with all the regulatory authorities to say, well, these are the exact codes that we're going to be building to. And there are dozens and dozens of those. It's just trying to get clarity on MUBEC because we're clearly livestock, we're clearly a harvested crop. Elsewhere in Maine law, land or aquaculture, organisms grown in aquacultural settings meet those definitions. It just was something, as was said earlier, when these codes were adopted, no one even knew what land-based aquaculture was. So it's just this internal glitch between two sets of regulations in the state of Maine that we're seeking to clarify.
Thank you.
Mr. Thompson, I'm wondering if you're going to be able to be at the work session, which will be next week, and we'll announce it. Is your plan to come to the work session when we announce it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Whatever helps. I know this is highly technical, and so I'm happy to, I don't want to become overly technical, but I'm happy to get into the details in a workshop.
Thank you so much. I'm going to encourage the two members with their hands up. If you have a burning question that you need right now tonight, let's go for it. But if there's something that you can get answered in the work session, we still have folks that are here to testify. I'm going to ask that you do that. Representative Reckitt.
Well, they're burning questions for me, but I guess what I'd like you to do is bring an answer to these questions to the work session, perhaps, or let us know beforehand. The two things that are burning questions for me are the one I raised a while back in terms of the plans to recycle the waste from these facilities rather than dumping stuff in the bay, wherever the bay is in relation to these to the facility. The other is the whether or not there's been a consideration made on the impact of the whole facility on Maine's carbon footprint, because I'm worried about, we're having huge endeavors to keep that, eliminate carbon, and I would be guessing that this is going to be an impact on that. So if you could bring an answer to those questions or some sources.
Is it okay to brief the answer?
I would love it if you could bring that information to the work session. Would that be acceptable to you, Mr. Thompson?
Well, the only thing I want to clarify is the waste stream comes under Maine's waste discharge law. We have a license for that. And I will at the workshop explain how we do that. But we are under strict requirements for what we can discharge. It's handled by a whole other set of regulations that don't come under MUBEC.
Okay. Yeah, I would tell you that this committee is pretty used to MUBEC. We spent a lot of time on it in the last couple of years when we were trying to get the new codes in. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Reckitt. I appreciate that. Senator Searway, could you also ask for information that you'd like to have at the work session?
Yes, I just wanted information where Mr. Thompson had mentioned about ventilation, and that kind of extended it from the sprinkler system. So I'm kind of, I was thinking if I was a neighbor of the residents and whatever, what they do for a filtration system and stuff that pour smells and odors and whatever. So I guess it's a little more complex because of that.
And keep in mind, that's covered by Maine site location and development law, which we do have that permit. Odor, noise, all those things are covered by the site law. They're not covered by MUBEC.
So, and my comment is if we could get the code enforcement officer maybe for the work session so we could ask a few questions.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get Rich McCarthy, who oversees MUBEC, which is what our decisions will be about. Thank you. Great. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that. All right. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
you'll get the information. We're meeting tomorrow to decide on next week's work session schedule, so you'll get that in your email. I am going to now open testimony to anyone here to testify in opposition to LD 1473.
Hands are starting to go up. I'll bring in at least two people.
Thank you, Deb. We'll start with James Merkel. Welcome.
Welcome. I've been with you since 11:05 this morning, so nice to be with you all. My name is Jim Merkel. I'm here on behalf of the Sierra Club, who has over 20,000 members in Maine and 3.8 million members nationwide. And I'm here today to oppose the LD 1473. And some of the main reasons are that these facilities, I've been digging into them very, very deeply for the last 2.5 years, living in Belfast. And I've been to the plant in Bucksport. They're highly complex industrial operations, not in any way similar to a potato barn or cow shed. They store long lists of chemicals and fuels on site, draw heavily on clean, fresh water and seawater, and return wastewater into rivers, bays, and release daily air pollution from generators and have noisy and potentially smelly ventilation systems. Some have gone bankrupt. Some, like Nordic Aquafarms in Denmark, the Frederikstad Seafood, have been found deficient in their measurements of programs for emissions and have a lot of complaints by the residents. Just to provide an example, the proposed Nordic facility in Belfast would have complex buildings and technical infrastructure covering 14 football fields with large storage tanks for fuels, chemicals, many of them flammable, such as glycerin, some of them very toxic, caustic, fish pumps, filters, processing operations, sludge ponds, fish gutting operations, and offices. The scale is immense, 33,000 metric tons per year, 7.7 million gallons a day of wastewater plume, 11 times more nitrogen dumped into the sensitive bays, say, for example, with Nordic, than the Belfast city sewer. They have 8 2-megawatt diesel generators, burning 900,000 gallons of fuel annually. So I'm an engineer, and I worked at large manufacturing facilities, and I was on the first aid team when I had to bring a young graduate to the hospital who disconnected a deep pressure pump that had been pressurized. And he got blasted in the face with caustic and he lost his eyesight that night. And caustic is one of the things that is stored there and used in the tanks. There's pages of cleaners. And so these facilities need careful safety protocols, designs, emergency procedures, maintenance schedules, careful adherence to laws to keep the workers safe and prevent industrial accidents. There may be operator errors, construction flaws, routine breakdowns, power outages, and any of these could result in injuries or accidental release of sewage, non-wild fish, diseased water, chemicals, medications, fuels, and more. Safety rules should be more stringent for these types of facilities, especially near residential areas and sensitive marine ecosystems. All the five proposals in Maine discharge into shallow waters, and they should be made to be fully recyclable systems without any discharge into the nearby. Their carbon footprint of even Belfast alone is 5% of Maine's total greenhouse target, the entire state's total target by 2030. One facility is that's how big the carbon footprint is. So these large scale aquaculture projects have been very challenging to investigate. As they're a new industry to Maine, they're being sold as sustainable and they're not. Not a single one of the five meet Sierra Club's national policy for aquaculture systems. They
Thank
could
you,
be Maine,
Merkel.
But they're not.
Mr. Merkel, I'm going to ask that you summarize the end of your testimony and then-
No, that's it there.
Okay, well, good job.
So thanks. Thank you. Yeah, and I'd love to come to the work session if you have more questions for me, but if you have some now too. I've been here since 11, so I'm happy to stay.
Wonderful. Thank you. Let's see if we have any questions for you, Mr. Merkel. Any questions from the committee? Okay, we don't have any, but I did see that you submitted written testimony. Thank you for that. And we will see you at the work session.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. And next up, we have Kathleen Rybars. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, hello and welcome. Thanks for Senator Shambo and Representative Warren and members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on LD 1473. I live in Lemoyne, Maine. In my work in pharmacy, I handle toxic chemicals every day. I had a lot of specialized equipment and safety training to ensure a safe workplace. A worker's right to a safe workplace means a lot to me, and this is the primary reason that I testify against LD 1473 today. Reclassifying a land-based aquaculture facility as a storage facility for animals is wrong. This water-flowing aquaculture facility is more like a public aquarium than a simple shelter that would house potatoes. Public aquariums have fire suppression systems, they have air handling systems, and they also raise fish. Finfish farms require complicated monitoring, specialized equipment. There will be plenty of mechanical systems that have a possibility of malfunction, of electrical shorts, all kinds of things that cause fire. A finfish pen in the sea off Tasmania recently caught fire in the middle of the ocean in December of 2020. And I give you a source to that article. This bill will not just affect Bucksport, but will affect four other projects that are currently in being processed. And there'll be more in the future. So this is not just a simple fix for one facility. It'll affect Bucksport, Belfast, Millinocket, and Jonesport this year. And I'm sure there'll be many more fish operations that happen. Right now we have fish hatcheries that can accommodate sprinkling systems and air handling. And it's not a brand new science. We raise baby trout, we raise baby salmon in Maine, and we work with MUBEC. The employees are going to be working in this building 24/7. It's an invaluable crop. They're not going to be just closing the barn doors and letting the cows sleep at night. The employees deserve an air handling system that keeps them safe. They deserve fire suppression systems that give them the 20 minutes they'll need to escape the building should a fire occur. A safe fire extinguishing system can be designed that takes fish health in mind. All safety workplace rules in MUBEC need to be applicable. Allowing this exemption puts workers at risk. Saving one employee's life is worth the cost of using an efficient sprinkler system. Let's invest in Maine citizens by requiring the best fire and air handling systems for this workplace. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your testimony. Let me see if there's any questions for you. Any questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Pickett.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mrs. Rybars. Mm-hmm. Just one question for you. Are you familiar with this company at all, or are you just talking about companies that do?
I've done a lot of research. We have a fish project here in Frenchman's Bay that I've been working with. So I've been investigating, and for about a year and a half now, studying up on how things work.
This particular company?
Yeah, I've looked at all the companies, Belfast, Bucksport, and Jonesport, the Kingfisher facility too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you again very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to testify in opposition to LD 1473? Please raise your hand and we'll bring you in. And I'm seeing none. Anyone here to testify neither for nor against LD 1473? And again, I'm seeing none. So I will close the public hearing on LD 1473. And we'll end our day. So thank you all. Any